a bright golden haze on the meadow.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. It's 2021, and what a crazy week we've had. But let's just calm down, listen to some wonderful Bing Crosby. Bing has as his guests Bob Crosby and Bob Hope. So just a fun show to have. Bob Crosby, of course, is Bing's brother, who would, within a year or so, go on to be on the Jack Benny Show to replace Phil Harris. So it's fun to hear him in this performance. And then after that, we have Carousel, starring, of course, Gordon McRae on the Railroad Hour. What's neat about this particular episode is Carousel, 6 years after this, Gordon McRae would actually be in the filmed version of Carousel. So here's a chance to hear an earlier version of Gordon McRae in Carousel. I hope you're going to enjoy both these programs. They're fantastic. And I have sent out podcast links to all those wonderful folks who donated to the podcast, and I thank you so very much for keeping the podcast going. If you have not received your links this last week or so to get to all the various shows, my archive, my Buck Benny archive that has shows like all of the Bing Crosby shows in it and all of the Bing Crosby podcasts in it and the Judy Garland podcast and the Judy Garland shows without podcasts, and it has our video archives out there that has the Tonight Show, like 300 plus episodes of the Tonight Show, plus Jack's show, all the surviving episodes I can find of Jack's television show. Anyway, I've sent all those out to you folks. If you didn't get them, then just email me and say what you donated, what level you donated at, and I will send you the appropriate links. So, anyway, thank you all, like I say, so much. And enjoy Bing Crosby. What a wonderful, relaxing thing to enjoy is Bing Crosby and Gordon McRae's Railroad Hour. We'll see you next time.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Bob Hope and Bob Crosby. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being Bing's day, we present a man who skyrocketed to fame immediately after recording Sam's song, Bing Crosby.
You're right.
Yes, sir, you never spoke a truer word, Kenneth. Sam's song did it. By the way, whatever became of that fellow who sang with me on the record? What was...
Well, gee, I don't know, Bing. He just sort of dropped out of the picture.
That's show business for you. A lot of fellas are just one-shot guys, I guess. They're just...
That's right. Of course, if you'd let this fellow out of school and give him another shot, he might run you out of show business.
Well, he'll run himself right out of his allowance, too. Ken, now lest our argument becomes a little bitter here, and I wouldn't want that to happen, I think I should burst into song. We have a little number called Cold, Cold Winter, very seasonal. John Scott, would you give us a downbeat on that? I'll get into my snuggies and plunge right into it.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside. It's gonna be warm inside. So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer's so far away, but until then I'll love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Plenty of
it's
ice.
It's gonna be cold out there,
but we
just we
keep
do
the love light
me and you
in our hearts aglow.
Looks like a long, long winter.
But baby, what do we care? As
just
long
we do,
as we have
me
this love of ours to share.
Gonna be cold outside.
Temperature taken.
Gonna be warm inside.
Thermometer breaking.
So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fireside by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, and summer is far away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day. I'm gonna keep you warm until winter goes away.
Bing, and boys and girls.
We thank you. Now, Kenneth, my boy, let us sell some Chesterfields. I smoke them because they have mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. That's why they satisfy more and more smokers every day.
Chesterfields are proved milder. The authority? The Tobacco Growers of America. Over 1,000 of them have signed a statement that confirms the fact that Chesterfields smoke milder. And that's based on the standard mildness test used by all tobacco men. The test that proves tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. And Chesterfields are made of the right combination of the world's best tobaccos.
You know the way Chesterfield blends those tobaccos, their secret process. It means every Chesterfield has the right combination of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfields are proved to have no unpleasant aftertaste. The authority? The country's first and only cigarette taste panel, who reported, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
That's the straight info. Yes, sir. Those are the good reasons why Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. Take it from me, they're the only cigarette to give you the proof of mildness and the proof of no unpleasant aftertaste. So always buy Chesterfields, they satisfy. Now with Mr. Buddy Cole at the piano, the ballad from the Paramount picture, Mr. Music.
The likes of you may never be attracted to the likes of me. But accidents will happen, and I'll be around. And maybe there'll be no one else but me around. Forevermore may never start. You may ignore. Chances are I'm not the one to make you fall. But accidents will happen after all. A smile may show it. Your eyes may glow. Be before you know it, I'm sure I'll know. So if you fall in just that way, oh, wouldn't I be thrilled to hear you say, I had a lovely accident today. Your eyes may glow, I'm sure I'll know.
Thank you very much.
Oh, very, very good, Harry, and a happy Bing's Day to you.
Well, Bro Bob, come right in, will you, Bro?
Congratulations, Bing, and I think it's wonderful the way everybody is celebrating your 20th anniversary. This Bing's Day is the greatest thing that ever happened.
What's a big day for me, all right?
It's an even bigger day for me.
Yeah?
After all these years of being just Bing Crosby's brother, and last you're going to retire.
Time. Retire? What do you mean?
Well, you've had such a brilliant career. Why don't you quit now and go out in a blaze of glory? Farewell, Bing. Farewell.
Farewell. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. What is this? Farewell, yeah.
You're not going anyplace.
No.
Oh, please, Bing, as long as you're here, I'm not going anyplace. That's it.
Oh, so that's why you've been giving me this big pitch about retiring, huh?
Well, now, looky here. I've gone through all my life wearing your hand-me-down clothes, your tuxedo, your suits, your shirts, your socks.
So?
Now I'd like to step into your shoes.
Oh, you want me to get out of the picture, huh?
Radio and records, too.
Dandy. This is dandy, isn't it?
Well, I guess you think that I'm just a heel.
No, don't be silly. How can I think you're a heel? You're my brother.
Well, you're my brother, and I have no trouble at all.
Fresh tonight, aren't you? When have I ever behaved like a heel? Now, tell the truth.
Well, lots of times. Like the time I had the tip on a horse in Florida, and I wired you for money.
Well, I sent the money.
I know, but the horse lost, you heel.
No use of me trying to figure out that kind of reasoning, is it?
Now, look, don't you see, Bing, if you'd step aside, then my name would mean something. Why, I could be the Bing Crosby of the Bob Crosby family.
Oh, Bob, you're doing fine. You got the Campbell's Soup program, and you got a nice family. Be brave, love each other, be happy with your lot.
Well, I'm very happy with my lot, but we'd like to put a house on it.
Well, stop holding still for those touts on Florida horses there.
Why are you so stubborn, Bing? Why don't you give up and rest on your laurels? You've had it. Well, you've had records, pictures, radio.
What about television?
Yeah, that's it. Stay home and watch the television.
Watch it. I got an offer to appear on a big TV show.
No, I think that really television's too strenuous for you, Bing. It's more for a kid like me.
Stop with that kid stuff. I can handle that TV. I'm in good shape. I take care of myself. I get plenty of rest.
What time does Dixie tuck you in?
Usually right after Beanie. If I eat all my spinach, though, I get to stay up and watch Faye Emerson.
He's younger than I thought. Well, I guess neither one of us are kids anymore, huh, Bing?
No, but it's sure great while it lasted, wasn't it?
Say, Bing, remember back in Spokane? Remember how the whole family used to sit around the parlor and listen to Brother Everett sing?
Yeah, we always thought he was going to be the one.
Maybe he is. Bing, maybe the folks would like to hear
us. What'll he do to you when he gets home?
Say, maybe they'd like to hear us sing one of those old songs like we used to do.
You think so?
Well, I know Mother would.
Well, Mother may not be the only one listening.
She's the only one we're sure of.
Well, I guess we could do a song for Mother. Anyone else who is interested that's listening.
How about a duet on Moonlight and Roses?
Okay, you be Moonlight, I'll be Roses. Harry Bodkin on the Fiber Heart.
Moonlight and Roses. wonderful memories of you. My heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. June light discloses love's olden dreams sparkling anew. Moonlight and roses bring memories of you. Moonlight and roses bring wonderful memories of you. And my heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. Discloses love's olden dreams sparkling anew. Moonlight and roses bring memories
Crosby.
Thank you. Is this the American Album of Familiar Music?
Well, Bob Hope.
Bing, congratulations on your 20 years in show business, and I think it's wonderful that today, Wednesday, January 10th, has been set aside as Things Day.
I'm not the thing, I'm Bing.
Oh, it's Bing's Day.
Yes,
Oh. Yes. Well, I'm in the wrong studio. Goodbye.
Back.
No, but Bing, on behalf of our sponsor, Chesterfield, I wish to congratulate you on having this day, January the 10th, set aside as Bing's Day.
Thanks, Bob.
And I also want to congratulate you on the entire month of January being dedicated to you as Crosby Month.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
And I want to wish to congratulate you for being acclaimed Mr. Music.
Well, thank you, Bob.
And one thing more.
What?
I wish I were dead.
Oh, come on. Don't be bitter, Bob.
How do you like this guy? Don't be bitter. I can't figure it out. They have Mother's Day. Mother gets one day. Father gets just a day. But Grandma here gets a whole month.
Grandma, what do you mean, Grandma?
Pardon me, I mean Mr. Music.
Yes, that's my new moniker. How'd you feel when you heard they changed my name?
Like Glenn McCarthy felt when his daughter changed hers. This whole thing burns me up, that's all. I've heard of the Book of the Month. Now they start a new thing, Schnook of the Month.
I say, you're really rolling tonight, aren't you?
Well, why don't you get in the act, Cagey, instead of laying back and getting all the sympathy?
Now listen, if it's going to affect you like this, why don't you just go someplace and have a good cry?
Well, I have a right to feel disappointed. Look at all the years I've been around entertaining. Don't you think I should get a month?
You ought to get life.
Life. That's something you'll never see in this program.
This program bubble. Plenty of bounce.
Remember back in the old days, Bing, how we were out hustling to make a buck?
Yeah, working for car fare, cigarette money.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago. And look at us today.
Still working for cigarette money.
Say, did you hear about the big new deal I made at Paramount?
Oh, yeah, sure. I heard. Yeah, sure.
You know, if I can do you any good over there, don't ever hesitate to get down on your knees.
Well, you're very sweet. Very sweet, but I must tell you, I made a new deal over there myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How big is your new deal?
Well, let's put it this way. With the deal I made, they had to come to me to okay your deal.
frankly hope I'm quite enthused about you. Your next picture, The Lemon Drop Kid, looks like a real fine film.
But, Bing, I think you were really kind of silly. I thought, yes, sir, you sure were. Now, look, Don't go away. I'll get this line. Bing, I think you were kind of silly making the new picture deal with Paramount.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, you've had such a glorious career. Why don't you quit now and go out in a blaze of glory?
You mean call it a day, Finney?
Oui.
I can't understand all this talk about me quitting. You know, you're the second guy to mention it tonight.
Oh, we got a whole club.
You're kidding.
Oh, it's sort of a movement.
A movement? Really?
Yeah, but so far we haven't been able to move you.
When did this club first come into existence? I'd just like to know how long I've been so unpopular.
Well, this will give you an idea. When we first organized, Rudy Valley was our president.
Rudy Valley, right? I don't dig Rudy. Rudy Valley. Well, I knew a Joe Valley in Spokane, but Rudy Valley.
Well, I bet you know our new president.
Who?
Well, Robert. Bob Crosby.
Bing, don't stare at me like that.
Oh. Save your breath, kid. You're in too deep. Make the presentation, Bob.
The presentation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bingham, this is on the level. On behalf of the entire staff of Decca Records, I would like to present you with a solid gold record.
Thank you. Thank you. Say, isn't this something? How about this? A solid gold record. I wonder what song it is.
Well, it's a record of Sam's song with Gary's part cut out.
Well, what do you know about this?
Isn't and Bing, I have an anniversary gift for you, too.
Oh, Bob.
Now, not to be outdone by Decca's gold record, I would like to present you with this brand new gold Gossard girdle.
Say, what is it? Is it a panty or a longie?
It's a whitey. You'll make it.
Gee whiz, it's a Gossard Deb. Well, I hope Dixie doesn't grab this. Thanks again, Bob. That's a real gift. That's something I could use.
Well, wait, there's lots more.
Well, there's more? What? What do you got?
Well, certainly, in honor of Bing Crosby Month, Bob and I and the Rhythm Heirs have a special song just for you, Bing.
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm covered with confusion. I'm blushing.
Well, just pull the girdle over your head and nobody will notice it. Start us off, John Scott.
Crosby, 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 Crosby.
Bing, not Everett. It's Bing in January instead of just June. And so for this long, chilly month, we're stuck with his croon.
I raised this soup salesman from a bouillon cube.
It's Bing in January. 51 is downcast. The baby new year came in wearing his diapered half-mast.
He's climbed the tree to the topmost limb.
Why, the Russians claim that they invented him.
It's Bing in January, and so, friends, we fear that spring will be a little late this year. So late this year.
No. Mal Hallett will never take us back. We rehearsed this. We rehearsed in the wrong room. I'll tell you that. Now listen, Bing. You came in with high button shoes and 23 skidoo. It's been a long, long time.
Listen to the guy that tickled the cow that started the Chicago fire.
And the songs my mother taught me, she learned them all from you. It's been a long, long time. At entertaining all GIs, you've been inveterate. You sang both for the Union and Confederate.
right after Grant took Richmond, Hope came in with a camp show.
You used to take me riding in your Ford to dry my baby tears.
Man, that's been a long, long time.
You put me on the back seat and I've been there all these years. Say, brother.
Yeah.
Can you spare a dime?
I'll let you feel my gold record.
Now they named you Mr. Music Dad because of the film you made. I'd like to get a title too. How can I make the grade?
Why don't you worry, Bobby boy, for soon you'll hit the top. When the Lemon Drop kids release, they'll name you Mr. Lemon Drop. Maybe even Mr. Lemon Droop.
Okay,
Droop Drop.
Let's droop it, huh?
How about me, Brother Bing? What title can I claim? What can I do to get into the nation's Hall of Fame?
Just you concentrate on selling soup. Renown will come to you. They'll name you Mr. Oxtail of 1952.
Mr. Oxtail?
What do you want to be, chicken gumbo or something?
We have to go back for that. Finale!
Put on your golden girdle, that golden girdle, 'cause 1 month is all that we can stand of you. Wear it through January, or that load you carry will spread over into February, too. Put on that girdle, Harry, or that load you carry will spread over into February, too.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. That was indeed touching. Very touching. Very sincere.
Hey, Bing, I'd like to read a wire from two other admirers of yours.
Well, please do, Robert.
Well, it reads here, warmest congratulations. Bing, when you're selling Chesterfields, it's Mr. Music to our ears, signed Liggett Myers, makers of Chesterfield. The only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Well, that's nice, Bob, but don't you think it's rather commercial?
No, they just have a long signature, Bing. Haven't you noticed? That's the way they sign their checks. But wait to see the anniversary cake they sent.
What flavor icing?
Oh, I forgot to notice. The thing that caught my eye was the 20 lighted Chesterfields on top.
All right, I can take a hint. Folks, like Bob said, Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
And that mildness is a cinch to prove. Just make the Chesterfield mildness test. You know, open a pack and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke them, and you'll know Chesterfields are milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
So satisfy yourself that Chesterfields are milder.
With no unpleasant aftertaste. Always buy Chesterfields because they satisfy.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you smoke them.
From the considerable glossary of American folk music comes this big hit. Everybody's singing it and playing it.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz.
He was waltzing with his darling to the Tennessee waltz
when an old friend I happened to see
introduced him to his loved one,
And while they were waltzing,
my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling on the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee waltz. Beautiful Tennessee waltz.
Thank you. That's it. That about does it for this evening. My thanks to Bob Hope and Bob Crosby for joining us here tonight.
Well, I wouldn't have missed helping you celebrate Bing's Day for anything, Bing. Why, you know, we're buddies. You're almost like a brother to me.
Me too. Easy, boy. Easy there.
Back, blanket. Back. Say, tell me, who's going to hold you up to the mic next week?
Next week, Bob Louis Armstrong will be with us. Also, Jack Teagarden, Joe Venuti, and a very talented young lady, Miss Toni Arden. And folks, before shoving off, I'd like to remind you how to make an investment that really pays dividends. An investment in the future of a boy. Be a big brother. Volunteer your time and your interest to help a youngster find his way.
If you want to be a big brother, write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 3, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks again, Bob Crosby. See you next week, folks, for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, Joe Venuti, and Miss Toni Arden. Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents one of the greatest of recent musicals, Carousel, by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, the lovely Broadway star, Miss Patricia Morrison. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight in Carousel, I play the part of a carnival barker, Billy Bigelow. And lovely Patricia Morrison is the pretty little mill worker, Julie. We're in an amusement park. And it's spring.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill.
Wheel that wheels beside a mill.
June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence.
Because it's June.
Because it's June.
June, June, June. Just because it's June. June, June.
Hello.
Well, hello. I wondered if you'd be back for another ride in the carousel. You don't come around much.
Oh, I've been here 3 times. I didn't realize you noticed me.
I don't miss much.
I guess you don't.
I'm knocking off for supper now. You'd like to have some with me?
Oh, I don't know if I should.
Look, girls don't refuse Billy Bigelow's invitations. Come on. So, you've been here 3 times. Did you notice me?
Yes.
You got a boyfriend?
No.
Now, don't lie to me.
I haven't anybody.
I can have all the girls I want. You know that?
I know, Mr. Bigelow.
What do you know?
That all the girls are crazy for you.
They say I'm bad medicine for girls.
Do they?
Ain't you scared of me?
Uh-uh.
What's your name?
Julie Jordan.
Suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry you, Julie Jordan.
You?
Scares you, doesn't it? You wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Yes, I would, if I loved you.
How do you know what you'd do if you loved me?
Well, I don't know how I'd know. I just know, I guess.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way.
Funny kid, Julie. Don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. You look up at me with that little kid face like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like to be in love with her.
What?
Nothing. Still, I wonder.
If I love you, time and again I would try. All I want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. But afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by.
Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day.
Anyhow, I'm not a fellow to marry anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you, Billy? Wouldn't you? I'd leave him, Julie. He hasn't worked since you were married.
Oh, it's not Billy's fault, Carrie. That carnival woman fired him because she didn't want a married man for a barker. And Billy doesn't know any trade. He doesn't know anything but carnival life. Last Monday, he hit me.
Did you hit him back?
No.
I'd leave him. He thinks he can do whatever he likes just because he's Billy Biglow. Oh, he's a bad one, Julie.
Oh, he isn't willingly or meaningly bad, Carrie. Why, after supper, when he stands out here and listens to the music from the carousel, something comes over him, and he's gentle. You see, he's only unhappy because he isn't working. That's really why he hit me on Monday.
Fine reason. Beats his wife because he isn't working. I tell you, he's a bad one, Julie.
Oh, Carrie, what's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad? Or if you like the way he wears his hat? Oh, what's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad? He's your fella and you love him. Common sense may tell you that the ending will be sad, and now's the time to break and run away. But what's the use of wondering if the ending will be sad? He's your fella and you love him. There's nothing more to say. Something made him the way that he is, whether he's false or true. And something gave him the things that are his. One of those things is you. So when he wants your kisses, you will give them to the lad. And anywhere he leads you, you will walk.
Your Billy, out there by the fence, talking to that no-count sailor Jigger.
Yeah, he's been hanging around a lot lately.
You better watch out for him, Julie. Jigger's been in a lot of trouble in this town.
I know. I wonder what they're talking about.
I tell you, Billy, it's as safe as selling cakes. The old guy will be carrying $3,000 or $4,000 again tonight. You walk along the waterfront by yourself with all that money.
Well, you'd think he'd have somebody go with him.
Ah, not him. I've been watching him for a week now. Now, you take your wife to the clam bake over on the island tonight, and then you and me can get lost for half an hour. It'll be a cinch.
No, Jigger. I don't like it.
Well, of course, if you got all the money you want. But I thought, seeing as how you're out of a job and you got a wife to support...
Oh, and beat it, Jigger. Robbery isn't my racket.
Okay, okay, suit yourself.
Billy, Carrie's in the house, and there's something I want to tell you alone.
Okay, what is it?
Well, it's just that... Well, it isn't easy to come right out with it. But you remember yesterday my head ached, and you asked me...
Yes?
Well, you see, that's what it is. I'm going to have a baby.
A baby?
Yes, darling.
A baby. My kid. My son. Oh, Julie, we'll name him Bill.
My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground.
and you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around.
Wait a minute. Could it be? What if he's a girl? What could I do for a girl? Me, a bum with no money. Oh, I'd like a girl, though. I can just hear myself bragging about her.
My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of two and three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me.
My little girl.
I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try.
Keep supper hot, Julie. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Billy, where are you going?
I won't be long. There's something I've got to tell Jigger.
Return to the second act of Carousel very shortly. The manufacture of steel with giant blast furnaces, flaming open hearth furnaces, glowing ingots, and huge rolling mills is a dramatic American industry. And so great is the output of steel in the United States that no other country in the world can even approach it. In fact, the furnaces of America make more steel in 3 months than can be made in any other country in the world in an entire year. If you were to visit any of our huge steel mills, you would find thousands of skilled men and strange and monstrous machines, all working to increase even more the production of steel. For steel is vital in expanding the productive capacity of the nation, essential to our national rearmament program. And if you were to visit a steel mill, another thing would soon be apparent, and that is the highly important role which the railroads play in steelmaking. For it is the railroads that bring raw materials to the steel plant, the coal, iron ore, limestone, and scrap steel, coming from distant and varied sources, thousands of tons every day. And it is the railroads which carry out each day thousands of tons of finished steel. And as this steel moves out into the avenues of American industry and defense, it again moves over the railroads to countless enterprises throughout the country, for fabrication into the arms and machines needed for our daily life and for our defense. In order that the railroads may continue to serve the country's essential transportation demands, thousands of tons of steel are required each month for the building and repair of freight cars and locomotives. A vital part of the railroad's program of enlargement and improvement of their plant to meet increasing transportation needs depends on an adequate supply of steel. There is no way in which the same amount of steel can be used to such good advantage in increasing the effective transportation capacity of the United States as by adding to the freight car and locomotive supply of the railroads. And now for the second act of Carousel, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Patricia Morrison.
This was a real nice plan, babe. We're mighty glad we came. The fiddles we had were good, you bet.
The company was the same.
You stay here with the crowd, Julie. I have an errand to do.
What errand? Where are you going?
Now don't start asking questions. I won't be long. Stop, thief! Don't! Don't I have to live? I... Julie?
Billy! Oh, Billy.
Did you know this man? He tried to rob me.
Yes, I knew him. He was my husband.
Come on, Billy.
Huh? Who are you?
I'm the starkeeper, Billy. See my stars there on the clothesline? I've just been dusting some of them before I hang them out for the night.
Where am I?
You're in the backyard of heaven. There's the gates over there.
The pearly gates?
No. The pearly gates are in front. Those are the back gates. They're just mother of pearly.
All right. Let's go in.
Look here, son. You're in a pretty tight corner. Fact is, you haven't done enough good in your life to get into heaven, not even through the back door. But you might still make it if you try hard enough.
How?
You could go back down to earth for one day and do something real fine for someone. You might do your little daughter some good.
A daughter? It's a girl. My baby.
She's not a baby anymore. She's 15 years old.
How could she be 15 years old? I just came from there.
A year on earth is just a minute up here, Billy.
Tell me, is she happy?
No, she isn't, Billy. She's a lot like you. That's why I figured you're the one who could help her the most. Look down there, Billy.
I see some kids. Is that her? The little one with the straw-colored hair?
Pretty, isn't she?
My little girl.
Look. All the kids are running away from her. Listen.
My father bought me a pretty dress.
My father would have bought me a pretty dress, too. He was a barker on a carousel.
Your father was a thief.
Oh, I know you. Oh, I hate you. I hate all of you.
I want to see her. If I want her to see me, will she?
Yes, dear.
Little girl? Louise?
Who are you? How do you know my name?
Somebody told me you lived here. I knew your father.
My father?
I heard what that little whippersnapper said, and it ain't true. None of it's true.
It is true. Every kid in town knows it.
What does your mother say about him?
Oh, she's told me a lot of fairy stories about how he died in San Francisco. And she's always saying what a handsome fellow he was.
Well, he was. He was the handsomest fellow around here. Look. I want to give you a present. It's a star. I stole it.
My mother doesn't let me take presents. I gotta go in.
Darling, please, I want to help you.
Let go of my arm.
I want to make you happy. Take this.
No!
Please! I said take it!
Mother! A man slapped me!
There, Billy. You struck out blindly again. All you ever do to get out of a difficulty, it's someone you love. Failure.
Where is he?
Oh, it's Julie. Oh, help me. I don't want Julie to see me.
Then she won't.
Julie. Julie.
Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I let my golden chances pass me by. Now I've lost you, soon I will go in the mist of day, and you never will know.
Weren't you, Billy? Afraid to tell Julie you loved her?
Now it's too late. And it's too late to do anything for my little girl, my Louise.
Billy, you should have told her that it makes no difference what a person's parents did or didn't do. She's got to stand on her own 2 feet.
And instead, I slapped her.
You could have told her, don't be afraid of people not liking you. Just you try liking them. Just keep your faith and courage, and you'll come out all right. Like the song you used to sing when you were in school. You remember it, don't you? When you walk through a storm.
Yes. Yes, I remember it.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone.
You could have told her that, Billy.
Oh, he's gone. But I didn't make it up, Mother. Honest, there was a strange man here, and he hit me hard. I heard the sound of it, but it didn't hurt, Mother. It was just as if he kissed me.
Billy.
But is it possible, Mother, for someone to hit you hard like that, real loud and hard, and not hurt you at all?
It is possible, dear, for someone to hit you hard and not hurt at all. Is this what he gave you?
Yes. He said it was a star.
Take it, dear. Keep it forever.
Look. She took it. She took the star. Julie knew I was here.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thanks to Patricia Morrison and our fine supporting cast, Katie Lee, Barbara Whiting, Ted Osborne, and Marvin Miller. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. America produces more steel than any other country in the world, and the railroads are vital to this record production. For it is the railroads that bring the bulk of raw materials to the mill, then take steel on to thousands of manufacturers, and finally deliver finished products to where they are needed in our daily life and our national defense. To meet growing transportation demands, the railroads are enlarging and improving every part of their plant. A vital part of that program is obtaining enough steel to build and repair freight cars and locomotives. The use of steel in this way is the most effective way to increase the nation's transportation capacity.
All aboard!
Well, folks, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, when Miss Evelyn Case will be our guest star in The Student Prince, this is Gordon McRae saying so long.
Carousel, a musical play by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now, keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Nadine Connor graces the voice of Firestone on NBC.